Good day and welcome to the Public Company CEO Experience featuring three-time CEO Evan Gappelberg, a comprehensive program designed to educate and inform the investment community around AI-powered 3D modeling and the vast potential this technology holds going forward. Additionally, we will also provide updates and progress reports on recent news and developments at nextech3d.ai, which trades on the CSE under the ticker NTAR, OTCQX, symbol NEXCF, and Frankfurt, symbol EP2, as well as ARway, which also trades on the CSE under the ticker ARWY, over-the-counter, symbol ARWYF, and Frankfurt E65, and Toggle3D.ai, which trades on the CSE under the ticker TGGL and OTCQB, symbol TGGLF. I'm your host, Todd Santarelli, and I'm very pleased to welcome you to our sixth episode, where Evan will provide an update on ARway.ai, as well as the significance of the pending Apple Vision Pro launch and what this will mean for the company going forward. Evan Gappelberg is an accomplished entrepreneur with extensive experience in creating, funding, and running pioneering startups. He has global business experience, both as a hands-on CEO and as a public company CEO. He currently serves as the CEO of Nextech3D, ARway, and Toggle3D. Evan attained his capital market expertise in the 1990s while working on Wall Street, funding IPOs. Notably, he was instrumental in funding Take-Two Interactive, which has a market cap of approximately 20 billion US today and trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker TTWO. He started as an entrepreneur while on Wall Street, where he was co-founder and CEO of EG Products, which he self-funded. While CEO, he went to China to set up manufacturing for the first LED light-up toy, which he patented, imported, and distributed globally. He secured licensing deals from Disney, Universal Studios, and others while building a retail national sales channel. He was also co-founder and CEO of an app development company, which created and published over 200 successful apps in both iTunes and Google Play stores. Evan's favorite quote is by Napoleon Hill: "Whatever you can conceive and whatever you can believe, you can achieve." Joining me now is Evan Gappelberg. Evan, happy new year and welcome to episode 6 and our first episode of 2024.
Happy new year to you, Todd. And yeah, glad to be with you again in 2024. Exciting things happening.
So today we refocus on ARway, and we did a comprehensive introduction and overview of the company back in 23. So why don't you begin today by bringing us up to speed on the progress you've made since we last spoke?
Sure. For the new listeners, you know, ARway.ai is an AI-powered spatial computing platform. When we launched this over a year ago, nobody was talking about spatial computing. Today, with Apple's Vision Pro, which we'll get into in a bit, spatial computing is the hot sector along with AI, and it's going to continue to be, in my view, for the next decade. Spatial computing will be seen as common, as you hear about the internet. Everyone takes the internet for granted. Everyone's going to take spatial computing for granted. So as it relates to ARway, ARway is a purpose-built platform. It's an augmented reality spatial computing platform. I'm just going to say it again. Augmented reality spatial computing platform. That is perfectly aligned with Apple's augmented reality spatial computing glasses, the Vision Pro. And so, like I said, we've essentially built this platform to work with Apple's Vision Pro. Our app is already in the App Store. Our SDK has been deployed for smartphones. And so the tech, just to be clear, works on smartphones today, both Android and iOS. And it will work on Apple's Vision Pro. We're already part of that ecosystem. We've been invited by Apple, and we went to their headquarters for a developer conference. We've been selected by them. And when we were there, people were using our technology. We are seeing demand begin to, I don't want to say skyrocket, but we expect it to skyrocket in 2024. We're seeing demand tick up ahead of the release of Apple's glasses, which is happening on February 2nd, 2024. So just a few short weeks away. And just to put things into perspective, I've been waiting for, you know, Apple to release these Vision Pro glasses going back to 2019. It's been, I don't know if you want to call it delayed, but it's certainly been put off many times by Apple. The incumbents have been, you know, Magic Leap and Microsoft HoloLens. They've been on the market for a number of years now, but nobody really matches what Apple does with products, especially consumer-facing products. So we've deployed, you know, the ARway platform. We have over 3,000 live maps that are spatial maps that are out there in the market. We have a lot of inbound demand coming in from airports that want us to spatially map the airport for indoor wayfinding, from universities that want us to spatially map the universities for indoor and outdoor wayfinding, from museums, from hospitals. The next generation of technology is spatial computing, and indoor wayfinding is one of the benefits of that. And ARway right now is the leader in the indoor wayfinding market using spatial computing and augmented reality, Todd.
It is an exciting time for the company. Now, you've mentioned the Vision Pro launch, which is in fact just a couple weeks away now.
Yeah.
What does this mean for ARway going forward?
The Vision Pro is a spatial computing platform. It's going to have essentially its own app store, spatial apps, its own immersive experiences, very unique capabilities. I think the glasses are going to retail for $3,500. They're going to have 14 different cameras built into the glasses, including a LiDAR camera. If you look at the Vision Pro as the next generation device, what that means is your phone is going to be replaced by the Vision Pro glasses over time. Obviously, it's not going to be day one. Not everybody's going to be able to get one, and not everybody's going to actually be able to afford a $3,500 pair of glasses. But if you go back to 2007, Todd, that was the beginning of the smartphone revolution, the iPhone and also the Android. And so when you look at 2007, 2008, 2009, those were the first couple of years. And, you know, you didn't actually have that much growth in the iPhone market. In 2010, it started to explode, where you went from about 150 million users to 172 million. And then it went to 296 million, 472 million, 680 billion. This is, you know, year after year, 906. And then it topped after the iPhone came out, which is 2007. It took 7 years to hit a billion phones sold. And then it's been, you know, a billion, billion and a half every year since then. It's going to be a similar type of torrid pace of adoption with the glasses. You know, you'll have some in 2020, you know, maybe a half a million is what they're projecting in 2024. And then it's going to accelerate. So it's actually quite an exciting time. You know, January 19th is when you can get the pre-order in, and I will be pre-ordering. It's going to be just, you know, in the news and very, very exciting for tech enthusiasts and anybody that wants to experience spatial computing, which is really turning your room into a spatially aware 3D environment. I think the use case that a lot of people are going to be experiencing at first will be giant screen TVs anywhere and everywhere. So you'll be able to put on the glasses and, you know, sit down on a 100 or 150 inch screen and watch, you know, a fully immersive Netflix movie, or play, you know, some video games, or if you're lucky to have the ARway tech installed, you'll be able to have some augmented reality wayfinding as well.
So can you talk us through some examples of the indoor wayfinding, perhaps with, you know, reference of some of your existing accounts or pilot programs or existing clients?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we're in the second largest university in Turkey. We have a number of pilot programs globally. What we're seeing is that the adoption actually is happening very rapidly outside of North America. Believe it or not, the Middle East is very active. All people read about is, you know, the war in the Middle East, but they actually are early adopters of technology. Same thing with Europe and Asia. Actually, you know, we're announcing tomorrow that Localiza, the largest car rental company in South America with 540 locations in 9 countries, has extended their ARway contract after a successful airport deployment, where you basically get navigation from the car rental kiosk to your rental car in the lot. And so this is a potential 7-figure opportunity for ARway. We've been working with them on a pilot deployment at an airport in São Paulo, Brazil. It's been successful, and now it's the contract's extended, and we're going to, you know, after 30 to 90 days, get some additional feedback from Localiza. And after that, we expect it to roll out to all 540 locations. This is just the beginning. It's the ball is just starting to roll with the indoor navigation, the augmented reality. And if you think about indoor navigation, Todd, Google owns the outdoor navigation. GPS, you know, is the dominant technology, but it's not very accurate, meaning it'll take you to a parking lot, but it doesn't take you to a door, right? That's what, you know, outdoor GPS does. Our navigation system is A, for indoor, not outdoor. No GPS. We use some special technology that we've patented, and it has centimeter precision technology, which means we could navigate you to a cup of coffee in a Starbucks. So it's extremely accurate, no code, no beacons, no hardware to set up. It's very easy to set up and very, very accurate, which is critical when it comes to navigation. You know, you know, it's one thing if you're in your car and you're driving to a parking lot, and, you know, the restaurants in, you know, in that parking lot, or the stores in that park, you know, you could park your car and walk. It's another thing if you're walking in an airport and you walk to the wrong terminal, you might have to run if you make a mistake to catch your plane. But that's why, you know, indoor navigation is so critical, that it's accurate. It can't just take you to a general vicinity. It actually has to take you to where you want to go, because you're walking. You're not in a car, right? You can't just turn around so easily. So that's really what's happening with ARway.
And what kind of traction and growth are you seeing across the balance of your account and user portfolio?
If you look at where we started, you know, we started really in Q1 of 2023 was when we really released a commercial product for ARway. And, you know, since then, we've seen demand in Q1 of 2023. And it really started to accelerate in Q2, but really 3 and 4. Again, and Apple's Vision Pro is really pushing and really driving the technology forward, because everybody is anticipating, what am I going to do when I get a Vision Pro? And obviously, augmented reality is the main event. And so navigation, you could also do training. So currently, we have over 3,800 total accounts, over 4,400 live spatial maps, which might be the largest number in existence today. 4,400 spatial maps created, 43 plus pilots and trials going on globally. And, you know, again, we're seeing, you know, it's kind of like a ramp up in Q3 that's starting to really hockey stick like growth in 2024. And we're seeing it again globally. You know, we have deals all over the world. We just signed three new deals this year: Sweden, Oman, South Africa. Actually, a fourth deal just rolled in, Texas. I think, you know, there's a fifth deal about to be signed. They're just, you know, we're signing almost every day.
Now, given all this activity and growth, how is the company presently being received by the international investment community?
We are way under the radar, Todd. Our market cap is ridiculously low. And I think that's a function of A, us being unknown, B, that, you know, the market in general for small cap companies has been very difficult, you know, not a lot of investment flowing in. But, you know, I see this as an enormous opportunity for investors to get in on the ground floor of the next generation of technology, with ARway leading the way. We're listed on the CSE. You know, the stock closed today at 44 cents on the Canadian Securities Exchange. The symbol's ARWY. In the U.S., it was like 33 cents U.S., symbol ARWYF. And so I think we have 26 million shares outstanding. If you do the math, I mean, the market cap is like 10 million Canadian, 7.5 million USD. Ridiculously cheap for the opportunity that's ahead of us. We see nothing but growth in this industry for as far as the eye can see. And again, we have 43 pilots to back that up, 4,400 maps, and 3,800 total users on the platform.
So, Evan, is there anything else you'd like to cover here today before we close out episode 6?
I would just say that this is a very exciting time where new technology is being ushered in by the biggest technology company on the planet, Apple Computer. They are known historically for moving the needle with new products and new markets. Just look at the iPhone, look at the iPod. Before that, look at the earbuds, the AirPods. Now it's going to be spatial computing and the Vision Pro. And you could buy Apple stock for sure, and it's a great long-term investment, in my opinion. It has been historically. Or you can take some capital and invest in ARway, which will benefit from Apple's launch and is benefiting today. So, you know, you could participate and see potentially 10x your investment on an ARway type of investment, or, you know, participate in Apple and see your money compounded over, you know, a decade. So lots of opportunity out there with spatial computing. I believe we're the purest play, small cap and extremely undervalued. Nextech, the parent company, owns 50% of the float. So of the 26 million shares outstanding, 13 million is controlled and off the market. The rest of the stock, I'd say about 10 of the 13 million that would be outstanding is closely held by insiders. And the rest is maybe a couple of million shares out there to trade. So it's very tightly held. You know, it doesn't trade a ton of volume, but I do think that there's an opportunity for early investors to take a position and participate in this spatial computing revolution, which is what this is. So it's an exciting time, Todd. I know I'm going to have a pair of Vision Pro glasses. I know I'm going to be using it for indoor navigation, for probably some movies. I don't really have time for the games.
Well, it is an exciting time, and I look forward to experiencing that as well. Evan, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, Todd.
Don't miss our next episode, The Public Company CEO Experience, featuring three-time CEO Evan Gappelberg, is available on our website, as well as your favorite podcast platform. And follow us on social for alerts and updates as new episodes go live. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to welcoming you back on our next episode.